Now we come to a song from one of my favourite Irish artists. No longer with us, he's gone to God, and regular listeners will know that I speak of Brendan O'Dowda. This song is entitled The Old Boreen. Now, a boreen is a small road or a lane or a pathway. And he tells the story of he's coming home from the fair and he stops outside a cottage door to go in and light his pipe, as anyone would do. Would they? Anyway, I like the choruses. I like to wander down the old boreen where the hawthorn blossoms are in bloom and sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. Here's Brendan O'Dowda.
It was on a summer's evening in the merry month of May. I was coming from the fair of Cappamore. I was driving home a pretty pair of heifers by the way, when by chance I stood outside a cottage door. I just dropped in to light me pipe as any lad might do when going to or coming from a fair. When I spied a pretty colleen with two eyes of melting blue, faith was really then my heart felt very queer. I loved to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was coming from my farm down a neighbour in Boreen, when I met sweet Kitty tripping like a fawn. She gave me such a smile that I felt like in a dream, and I never slept a wink that night till morn. But the next time that I met her, sure I told her of my love, she blushed and nearly let her basket fall. Then she said, go on, you schemer, with a gentle little shove, and added, ask me, father, that was all. I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. I was thrashing in the barn when her father came one day and said, Patsy Murphy, what is this I hear? I've been speaking to my daughter, well now what have you to say? Wish of faith I couldn't say a single word. Then he took me by the hand and said, Patherick, me son, I'd be glad to see you settled well in life. And since you love me, daughter, and her heart you fairly won, at Shrovetide you can make the girl your wife. I love to ramble down the old boreen when the hawthorn and blossoms are in bloom, and to sit by the gate on the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. Whispering to Kate Muldoon.
And to sit by the gate at the old mossy seat, a-whispering to Kate Muldoon. Brendan O'Dowda. I want to play for you now, friends, a track I played some weeks ago that caused a great deal of stir. It's a song we all know so well, but here it's given a wonderful treatment by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And listen to this for beautiful singing. Would you not agree that that was simply superb? The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and their version of Danny Boy. And now for some wonderful flute playing from the world's greatest flautist, Sir James Galway. This was one of my dad's favourite songs. Sir James Galway and When You and I Were Young Maggie. And now a track from one of Ireland's most talented groups, De Danann. And they're demonstrating for us here their dexterity with their instruments. Some wonderful musicianship here. Now they're playing a track entitled Turkey in the Straw. I've a feeling that this started life in Ireland but was taken over to the US by the immigrants. And a lot of people think this is an American piece of music. Maybe it is, and I'm all wrong, but I don't think so. And this is some fine playing from De Danann. Thank you. There, some wonderful foot tapping material there from Day Danon and their version of Turkey in the Straw. Now, with this next track, I know I'm going to please two listeners who listen to Sounds Irish in the UK. This is this wonderful track from Ronan Tynan called Sail Away. And before I play it, I want you to pay particular notice to the last note at the end of it. I played this a couple of months ago, I think, for Margaret and Philip, I think it was, who are there over there in the UK. Well, I'm going to play it again. This time I'm including me in this. Listen to this for some fabulous singing.
We sail out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes, just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight, from now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. Mind on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless, what's in the past just leads the way to where you. Land fades from sight, from now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight, from now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Sail away. Sail away.
I'm going to play for you now a track by Ronnie Drew. As you know, Ronnie was associated for many, many years with the Dubliners, and we'll probably be hearing him again with the Dubliners before the end of the programme. But here he's singing a song that he sang once for me. I met him and we were socialising in a hostelry, shall I put it that way? No, to be honest with you, I was playing music in a hotel not far from where he lived, and he hopped in and he came in, and would you believe it, he got the guitar out and he sang this song, and I accompanied him. Not on this recording, I hasten to add, for that particular night. Has happy memories for me, this song. Ronnie Drew telling us all about Donegal Danny.
Remember the night that he came in from the wintry cold and damp. A giant of a man in an oilskin coat and the bundle that told he was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint, then turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this, to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
Then in a voice that was hushed and low, he said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the road, and never more will set sail. I fished out a boat and Tilly begged hard glass and Baltimore. But the cruel sea has beaten me, and I'll end my days on the shore.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu. St. Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybeg's town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked to sea and never counted the cost. But I never thought ere that night was done that my fine friends would all be lost.
So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be you and you. Take Donegal, Danny's been here, me boys. Donegal, Danny's been here.
Then the storm, it broke and drove the boat to the rocks about 10 miles from shore. As we fought the tide, we hoped inside to see our home once more. Then we struck a rock
and hold a bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the icy sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea was rising still as we struck out for the land. And she fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant man. By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore. And I cursed the sea for what she'd done, and vowed to sail her nevermore. So here's to those that are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll be with you, St. Denny Hall.
Ronnie Drew and his friends telling us the sad story of Donegal Danny. Thorsha Begeistuk sounds Irish, Lemisha, Joe Bollard. This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now. But Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, on in the early days on the accordion. But I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland. And his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, "When you look at this shamrock, think of me." Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lasso was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand she held an emblem, and its parted leaves were free, and her parting words were, "Darling, look at these and think of me. Three leaf shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three, and her parting words were, "Darling, look at these and think of me. Three leaf shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart I'll wear your token. Love, no matter where I be, and though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three leaves shall of thy adore thee, your three leaves I long to see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot O'Ryan telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock, which of course you all know is the emblem, one of the emblems of Ireland. A memory jogger for Joe. And now my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Alan. And they're singing a song from Bonnie Scotland, Bonnie Mary of Argyll. And I'll be a bit cheeky on this one. I'll dedicate this to any Mary that's listening to me.
I have heard the Mavis singing his love song to the morn. I have seen the dewdrop clinging to the rose just newly born. But a sweeter song has cheered me at the evening's gentle close. And I've seen an eye still brighter than the dewdrop on the rose. 'Twas thy voice, my gentle Mary, and thine artless winning smile that has made this world uneeden. Thy voice may lose its sweetness, and thine eye's brightness too. Though thy step may lack its fleetness, and thy hair its sunny, still to me wilt thou be dearer than all the world. I have loved thee for thy beauty, but not for that alone. I have sought thy heart, dear Mary, and its goodness was the wine that has made thee mine forever. Bonnie Mary of Argyll.
Foster and Alan and Bonnie Mary of Argyll. This is the High Kings and their version of Galway Girl.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do?
eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt hill prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down on the day I she asked me up to her flat downtown of a pints of D.I.A. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
High Kings bringing this week's Sounds Irish to a close. Hope you've enjoyed the programme, friends. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And this is Joe Bollett saying take care of yourselves, travel safely, slán, bye.